I'm joined now by my colleague Mark MacDonald from Slieneweck Careers in North Dublin. And Mark, specifically today I want to ask you about the advice you give to clients who need to, in your view, tailor their CV to different jobs, different sectors, different employers. What would your advice generally be?
What we would normally say to people, Liam, is that you do need to tailor your CV and you need to tweak it and mould it to accurately reflect the requirements within the job that you're applying for. And sometimes when we say that to people, they kind of get a little bit nervous because they think they have to rip it up and start from scratch every time. That's not the case. I think 90% of your CV will remain as is, but it's that final 10% that is specifically where you need to mould and tweak that CV. And, you know, essentially what we say to people is you start with the job application, the way it's worded. You read that, you analyse it, you single out the specific skills and requirements that are mentioned. And they'll always be mentioned within the job spec. You'll usually see people will say the ideal candidate or the suitable candidate must have the following or ideally will have the following. And it's your job really as a job seeker to put the time and effort into making sure that your CV will reflect some or ideally all of those particular requirements. Very few of us will actually have all the requirements necessary. But you know, by and large, you need to do a small bit of work on that 10% of your CV. The first place we would direct people to would obviously be, well, actually would be their cover letter initially, because that's the one, you know, that's the one document that you personalize completely to a particular job application. So within your cover letter, you're actually outlining why you feel that you're the ideal candidate for that job, and you're demonstrating within a couple of sentences on your cover letter how your skills match the requirements of the job as advertised. Within your CV, your personal statement, which will appear on the top half of your first page, is another area that you can tweak and mould and try and get some of those keywords in there. And in other words, you're re-endorsing the fact that, and you're proving the fact that your skills will match the job as advertised. But we always say to people, your first point of reference has to be the job advertisement and the key requirements within that particular job advertisement.
Okay, Mark, so if they say in the job advertisement, teamwork required, how might a candidate go about proving that they have that?
Well, again, if they go back, if they analyse their career to date and look at the various roles they've held within that career, I would say with most people, there's a high probability that they've either operated within a team or in some cases they've managed or supervised a team. You know, generally most workplaces operate around a team format or a team dynamic. So it's just sometimes people don't realize these skills. We refer to them as transferable skills, and this is what we encourage people to think about. And they're essentially the skills that you have developed throughout your career that in some cases can transfer into a new job and in a lot of cases can transfer into a completely new sector if for some reason you're moving sector for any particular reason. So, you know, if you've worked in a team environment, you highlight that on your CV. If you've supervised or managed a team environment, you would highlight that. If, for argument's sake, you happen to be somebody who may be quite young, you're just out of secondary school or you're just out of third level, you may not have a huge amount of work experience to draw upon. You then look at other
things. Can you draw it from other areas?
Absolutely, you would.
Even somebody who's 30 years in the workplace, can they draw on it from other areas as well?
Yes, of course they can. Of course they can. If for argument's sake, they've done any activities outside of the workplace, that could involve, team sports, that could involve charity work, that could involve volunteering, that could involve amateur dramatics, anything where you've operated within a team, where team members have depended on you and you've depended on other team members. These are all relevant skills that a lot of us have, but sometimes we just need a little bit of encouragement to actually try and bring those skills out and to highlight them within our CV. But again, specifically in relation to teamwork, if you've operated within a team environment in your previous career, get that highlighted on your CV, get it highlighted in your personal profile, get it highlighted in your key achievements. And again, always refer back to the requirements within the job spec as advertised.
Okay, Mark, thank you very much. That's Mark MacDonald from Slieneweck Careers. He's in Dublin North, based in their offices at the Link Building, the IT, Blanchardstown in Dublin 15. You can contact Mark by phone on 01-685-5866. Email him at mark@slinua.com, and that's S-L-I-N-U-A, careers.com. Or if you'd like a free resource pack, email getthatjob@slinua.com. Thank you very much, Mark.
You're very welcome, Liam.